This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast to you live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all over the country as well as around the world via the internet and via the satellite. And, of course, to everybody that's along the network tonight listening, thank you so very much for taking time to listen to us tell you what's going on. Now, we do talk about tomorrow's news tonight, and a lot of what we're talking about you haven't heard, but you'll hear it tomorrow because they've been listening to us. Now, let's not forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and firefighters, to our police, to our hospital and ER room workers, to our 911 dispatchers, to, of course, our Customs and Border Patrol agents and our security officers that are out there, as well as the U.S. Coast Guard and all those that are out there keeping us free and safe. We thank you so very much for being there. Now, we also want to give a shout-out to those that are working, trying to keep things moving along across America, and that would be the over-the-road drivers, the 18-wheelers that are traveling here, there, and everywhere, delivering their freight, the men and the women, and, of course, that would also include our friends at FedEx and UPS, and, of course, the bulk mail service out there, hauling the mail all over the place, coast to coast, border to border, just like the big boys getting the job done. And we've got the Amazon warehouse people. We've got their trucking company, Prime, contracted to Amazon, the big blue trailers. And you'll see them when they're out there. They're delivering the same sort of stuff that the post office does and FedEx and whatnot. So there you go. And also, one last little group. How about the suicide jockeys? Delivering the gas, delivering the diesel, delivering the jet fuel, and whatever else you need done. They're out there, always out there, with a big smile on their face. Now, let's not forget that we are also on Facebook. We're there as the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook radio show page. Okay, so technically it's the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page on Facebook, and we look forward to hearing and seeing from you there. We post our show over there, as we do on Twitter. The show is over on Twitter as well. Now, and we were there long before Musk and Tucker were talking about it, too, by the way. Now, our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And without fail, here he is, the man, the myth, the California legend, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Well, since we talked last hour, it has warmed up here in Tampa. It is now 79 on one side of the building and 78 on the other side of the building. Now, it's warmer where the Gulf side is, where the water comes in, and you get that that warmer air. It's a 1 degree cooler on the other side of the building facing the airport. So that's the only difference, but it is so comfortable outside, it's not funny.
Well, I can imagine. We're holding steady at 58 degrees here in the overnight.
And I don't want to jinx myself, but no mosquitoes.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we won't jinx it.
No. So, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, Kyle, back to the drawing board. You ready?
Yep.
Now, Social Security's buying power has been eroded by 36% since the Democrats took control of the White House. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Well, I was just going to say, in what way, Captain, do we think that they will be able to blame this on Vladimir Putin? Vladimir Putin, of course, is the one and only bad reason for everything at this point, at least from the Democrat Party.
Yeah. Now, I think we can find someone else to blame it on. You ready?
Yep.
I believe his name is George Santos, the embattled New York congressman. So we'll just throw it on his shoulders.
Well, why not? He's already got 13 counts of federal indictments that's coming at him right now. This is a big story. He got released on $500,000 bond after he was arraigned. He's had to surrender his passport, and Captain, he could get up to 20 years in prison if he's convicted on these charges that I believe include wire fraud and other things, deception of the public into believing the money they were giving him was actually going to a campaign and not to his personal fund, as you might call it.
Yeah, personal fund. Right. All right. Hold that thought, child. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And I'll tell you what, I hope it's just as nice where you're at. And I hope that you're having a good time doing what you're doing, too. All right. We're coming back. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, where are you? I want to use you. There we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNFood.com. GCNFood.com.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Okay, well, I hope you're locked in like we are. And this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends over there at Relief Factor, made up in this great state of Washington. And they get it right. They get it right. I've been taking this product for 12 years simply because of two words. It works. Now, it's what's in it that makes it work. All natural, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. It's like taking a vitamin pill that's good for your joints and your muscles and your aches and your pains, if there is such a thing. And I will tell you that it's totally drug-free. No narcotics in this at all. And I will also tell you that it's 100% botanical and fish oil product. Something that's good for you. And, of course, it supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, which is what you want to begin with. Now, for $19.95, you tried the three-week quick start, $19.95, the three-week quick start gets it all started. And you get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, order the $19.95 three-week quick start, and start taking it right away. Now, remember, when you start out, you should take it with a meal. I always take mine with breakfast, so that's how I got the time schedule set in my mind for that. And, of course, Kyle Warren has some favorite words about this. What is it, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Amen. Relieffactor.com/captain. And it's $19.95 and a three-week quick start. Relieffactor.com/captain. And we'll see you there. Looking forward to hearing your story about how Relief Factor worked for you. All right, Back to the drawing board here, my friend. Taking a look at the situation where we had Donald Trump last night go over to CNN and absolutely capture the airwaves. Did you see any of that interview?
I saw a little bit of it. Yes, I did. Very interesting. Yeah.
He basically laid the young female anchor out to rest. She could not keep up with his wit. She could not keep up with his knowledge. And when she asked a couple of questions and thought she had the answer, she got buried in the lie that she was trying to tell.
Well, I think one of the most important takeaways from all this is I wonder why President Trump did not get on the stand in this trial where he was found liable of sexual abuse. He was not found that he had raped this woman, E. Jean Carroll, by the jury, but he was found responsible for sexual abuse. That's a very heavy duty thing to have laid on you for that. That's a lot.
Yeah.
But my question would be, why didn't he say some of these things on the stand? It would have been introduced. I think his deposition contained some of the same things, but I think his legal team probably thought the deposition didn't go very well. But it also goes to show that a lot of times people want to hear from the defendant, and they would have had a reason to want to hear from Donald Trump. So I think that was a misstep, I think, in hindsight on their part.
Well, we're going to find out soon enough, aren't we?
Well, he is going to be appealing it, of course.
Right.
And that's all part of availing yourself of the legal system. So we'll see how that turns out. Yes.
Now, former President Trump, again, refused to acknowledge that he lost the 2020 election and said he actually said a lot of things, but the one thing that I'm keen in on, he said that he would pardon many of the supporters who have been arrested and tossed in jail for their actions on January the 6th. I'm not sure that's going to work very well for him, but he did say it, and he said it yesterday. But what do you think about that?
Well, I think this is where we get into the two Donald Trumps. There's the Donald Trump that shows up and says things like drill for oil and be energy independent and deal from strength with China, not only in the economy, but also in the geopolitical aspect of things, and on it goes. And then you have the other Donald Trump who shows up and says something like this, which I think is a losing issue for him.
Yeah.
I think it's something he needs to avoid like the plague, and not talk about the 2020 election. I don't think, because he's got so many hurdles to get over, including this whole aspect of the 2020 election. And if he could try to put that away, then he might be able to focus on things that many of the voters, and especially voters who are going to be independent or even Democrats who'd like to vote for Donald Trump because they understand the kind of policies he might have, that he's doing himself a disservice.
I agree, because he's got to quit talking about what happened back then and start talking about what we need to do now so that what happened back then doesn't happen again.
Well, precisely. And so I don't know if it's a case of not going over it enough pre-interview, these kinds of things. But yes, and of course it's stuck in his craw. There's no doubt about it. But the way to fix this, in terms of where we were before Joe Biden came into the office, is to tell the American people, just as you said, Captain, where we're going in the future. That's where the American people are going to be focused.
Well, two top lawmakers are condemning the FBI and their early failure to honor a subpoena on Joe Biden's foreign connections. And the congressional Republican look-through that's going on now, the alleged misdeeds now by the Biden family, and the money that surfaced, and they've they've proven $1 million where it went. And then Joe Biden says, I don't know anything about it. It's not true. This, that, and the other. Well, it is true, and he does know about it, and he was the one that got most of the money.
Well, if the document is there, and let's just say that the document, according to some of the sources, right, that say, well, the document doesn't show anything. It doesn't show what Comer says it shows. And then there are others that would say, well, no, well, it will. It does show what Comer says it shows. Well, let's have the document. There needs to be transparency here. Otherwise, Captain, it continues to build the foundation that somehow our big institutions like the FBI are being used only for political purposes, or that they have some sort of political bent. And that's not what any of the American voters, regardless of party, need to hear or feel at this point in the game.
No, but we're getting it thrown at us.
Well, right, because what's happening, I think you have people out there saying every single thing about our institutions, how we process justice in this country, it's all seen through the prism only of politics. And, of course, who's the party in power? Well, the Democrats. They control the White House. Therefore, these institutional heads, right, they report back to the president, essentially. So, and even Joe Biden, if this was flipped around, you'd have the media pressuring a Republican president to say, won't you tell the FBI to release this document, sir? Won't you do that? Go out right now and say it. It's because the American people deserve to know. And, of course, the media in this case just hangs back and says, well, whatever.
Well, it'll be all right. Right?
Yeah. And because they all have the same kind of general position or general thrust politically. And this is where I think, and again, candidates like Trump and other candidates as well can capitalize on this kind of thing to say, is this what you want? You want this kind of selective, for lack of a better term, Soviet Union style bias that can go into these big institutions? This is wrong. And I think that so many people who help operate these institutions and have dedicated their lives to these institutions, they don't want them to be political.
No, and we're getting ready to take a break. And folks, when we come back from the break, we're going to tell you about a case that we think was a dead case, but it's being brought back up again by something that's taking place. And we're going to tell you about it and a lot more here. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch will roll right along. We'll take this break, and we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. May 11th marks the end of the COVID public health emergency in America. Florida Hospital Association's Mary Mayhew says the CDC will lose access to some of the data it used.
We have been doing very well for quite some time with the COVID numbers in our hospitals being extremely low.
The end of the state of emergency also means the end of Title 42 for immigrants. And Elon Musk is inviting Don Lemon to launch a new show on Twitter. The former CNN anchor was fired from the network last month, Early Wednesday, Musk responded to a tweet from Lemon announcing his firing with the offer, claiming the audience is much bigger. Tucker Carlson, who was also ousted from Fox News, announced Tuesday he's planning to launch a new version of his show on Twitter. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Yes, they are. And I was there Monday. I'll be there this coming Monday again for my normal treatment. And they are starting to get my foot and my leg under control. It doesn't look pretty, but it wasn't supposed to begin with. But it is getting under control to where I'm getting my movement back again. And hurting, understatement of the year. Pain, understatement of the year. But I'm doing the best I can. I'm taking the relief factor. It is working. It is working. And thank God that relief factor is around for me to take because it's all natural and I don't need to be concerned about narcotics, which is the next step I was headed for. All righty, let's go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
I hope you enjoyed your nap.
That's right.
All right.
It's a quick cat nap, yes.
Yes, and I know what those are. All right, now we've got a real problem with inflation in this country. The U.S. prices are creeping upward, again, showing inflation pressures are persisting. And what would you think was going to happen if you were a farmer and you had chickens or you had hogs or you had something else that they would take and slaughter, cattle, for example, and you're at the mercy of whatever the processors want to pay you?
Yeah, that's something, yeah.
Isn't that true, though?
Yes, exactly.
So they set the price, not you. Right?
Right. Right.
So if it's expensive and people run around and they go, oh, these farmers are getting rich, it's not the farmer at all.
Well, no, but it also has a cascade effect, wouldn't it? Because people will start lowering their demand. Farmers make less to begin with at that point, so it hurts the farmer, and it becomes a vicious cycle.
And I'm wondering what's going to happen. We have such an oversupply right now of beef, hamburger patties, hot dogs, sausage, small steaks, the inexpensive steaks, to the bigger steaks. We have such an oversupply in stock and whatnot. Well, I guess you're going to have to just lower the price.
Well, if you have a huge inventory, yeah, that's usually what happens. We may see some of that too in other aspects of the marketplace. Yes.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens, and we'll keep our eyes on that, and we'll let the people know. But as it stands right now, inflation has gone nowhere but up, and is still alive and well.
Well, certainly, and that's not going to stop anytime soon, most unfortunately. We're also going to continue, I think, to see big retailers have issues. I think we'll see pullbacks in spending. I think we're already starting to see that kind of thing. It's expensive everywhere you go. If you want to go out to eat, it's expensive. You want to go buy food at the grocery store, make it yourself. It's expensive. Everything has gone up, and it's staying there.
Yes, and I wish I could say something different, but I just can't. Oil, on the other hand, is starting to drift upward again. It had dropped down considerably, but it is also starting to creep upward. So watch the gas pump, right?
Well, exactly. Certainly the summertime becomes a much more higher demand driving time anyway, and so you're going to start to see the gas prices go up for that, of course.
Well, they can stop the people from driving altogether if they want to jack the prices up high enough, and then suddenly you have a driving public that just isn't going anywhere.
Well, that's right. I think people start to make different choices, or they make fewer trips. Right? Because it's number one, it's expensive to go buy the thing you want to buy, and it's expensive to get there. And so I think, again, people start to pull back. And here we are in the middle of the year. If this continues, I wonder what we'll see as we head into the latter part of the year, the holidays and the Christmas gift buying season, that kind of thing.
You wonder what we'll have? I'll tell you what we'll have. We'll have people with less money, because they've spent it on gas to get from point A to B, and everybody will be wondering what to do next.
Well, that's right. Or people will simply be holding on to their money because they're afraid, number one, of how the economy is going. They'll see more layoffs. They'll see more store closures that aren't just related to crime issues like we're seeing, for example, in San Francisco. But you're just going to see other big retailers or other chains and so forth that will start to shutter locations. And those people are going to be out of a job. And people will think to themselves, am I going to be next? What's happening? People also hear, and this is, I think, a little more far off, but they hear that somehow AI is going to take away jobs in the long term. So people are just wondering out there, you know, it's an uncertainty factor.
Now, how on earth, okay, and this will have to be our last question, how on earth can you take the people in San Francisco, for example, keep charging them all these exorbitant prices, have the homeless people on the street stinking it up and whatnot? How could you possibly, not have the people from the affluent sections, you know, where they actually have a home, counter-processing these people. I don't get it.
Well, it's something I think that can't go on forever. There's no doubt about that. A lot of people have already left San Francisco. Corporations are already leaving San Francisco. They're closing their stores down, and they realize they can't make a profit if somehow everything can be stolen off of the shelves in the store, or their employees just aren't safe to go and work there. And so yes, it's not just mismanagement. I think it's just an entirely wrong-headed approach to how you manage the city. Mm. You know, it's entirely, and of course it's all built on this liberal sort of gospel message of liberalism is the great wonderful thing and for our times, and it's okay to have all these homeless everywhere and not deal with that whole situation. It's just terrible, and people leave and they won't come back.
Now I want everybody to know very quickly here that on the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th of this month, we will have the Trump bus. We will have Lenny and the Trump bus down here, and we'll be going from Moss Nissan and Moss Acura in Florida, on Florida Avenue, sorry, North Florida Avenue. We'll be there probably from noon to 6 on Friday, and then we'll come back Saturday in Brooksville at their location up there with Lenny and the Trump bus and all the swag and all the stuff that he's got. Plus, we'll have some surprise people coming along with us riding in the bus. And then Sunday, we will be at Moss, the flagship store, Moss Nissan at 1954 in Newport Richey. Looking forward to it. Hope you guys and gals can put that down on your calendar. Come on out and see us. And take a tour of the Trump bus and see what Mr. Trump rides around in when he's out on the highway.
Very cool. That is worth the price of admission right there.
You bet it is. You bet it is. So there you go, folks. And we'll be coming back. Let's see here. Yep, we'll be coming back right after this break with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, this program is all about we. You and me. We, the people. We are the bosses of applesauce, and they work for us, not the other way around. They work for us. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey, get Obama phone!
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Right to your door. Oh, your love, truth to you, we'll be glad. I'll forgive.
needless to say, that cantankerous song, which was older than we are, Kyle, I think, because it was way back in the 60s. I believe it was 1964 or 65 when that song came out. But anyway, it came out and it was very popular at the time. The Yardbirds, remember them?
Yes, the Yardbirds, exactly. Yeah,
that's who it was. All righty, well, you got some weather out west, and it looks like there's some things starting to happen over towards me, so go ahead and tell us what's going on.
Well, Captain, of course, we've got some high temperature warnings for Seattle and Portland right now, and those temperatures could go up into the 90s, we understand. So that's pretty significant. Could be through Saturday through Monday. So that's going to be coming up, it looks like, here in the next couple of days. We continue seeing a lot of rain on the map, especially eastern Montana, I-94 near Miles City, up near Glendive, south down into northern Wyoming near Gillette, for example. Also, as you come down to Buffalo and down towards Casper, I-25, and now west of that over to Thermopolis, a lot of rain on the map right now. And then Cheyenne, Wyoming, as you come down into northern Colorado, Fort Collins, looks like it's moved on from Denver in terms of where the snow was covering I-70 just last hour. Looks like it's moved north of there. But some rain creeping up, it looks like, from the south of Denver right now, down towards Colorado Springs as well. So be careful there. And down near Trinidad, you've got rain on the map. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, first of all, it looks like as if we've got some storms that are starting to fire up in West Texas, moving towards Central Texas. And I'm talking about along I-20. I'm talking about along I-10. So Midland on down to I-10 and moving east, you are going to have some weather overnight and probably before daylight, a thunderstorm or two. There is one big cell that has been pushing this along. It's off to the west of there, and I suspect that's going to continue. But when you get into eastern Texas now, we do have, and this is along it's actually south of I-20, south of Longview, we have a flood warning. There is active flooding going on. They have some roads shut down in East Texas right now, and you might want to check before you just go out there and hop on the highway. Now, not the interstate, but the north-south two lanes are being predominantly affected with this on the Texas side of the Louisiana line. Now, when you get to Louisiana, you have rain. Not as much as what's going on in Texas at the moment, but the conditions are there for you to have quite a significant flood in Louisiana, which would take you all the way up to, would take you into, actually, Arkansas. So keep your eyes on that. And then that line of storms and rain comes down onto I-20. And runs all the way across over into Mississippi, where it is already starting to rain over there. So be advised that same heavy rain is going to be there in that area coming to the east. This is all moving to the east. And then you have going north fog on the northeastern, let's see, it's on the northwestern quadrant, if you will, of Louisiana, but it's moving such that it looks like as if it's going to go north and not east or west, and then there's rain and more flooding up above that. We do have some fog in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. We do have some patchy fog coming down out of Maine tonight down to about the state line there. Maine too, right there at New Hampshire on 95. And then we've got some more patchy fog around Long Island and down around Jersey and down around Virginia. So that's what we're looking at right now. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot Flying J.
All right, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out all about the amenities and all the great stuff that you can find out at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Also use their locations function to find the nearest one to your location right now. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And how do we find out more about you?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to kylewarrenshow.com.
Okay, look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
You too, Captain. Thank you.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and, of course, he is out and about, and we appreciate everything that he does. And it takes quite a bit of work to pay attention to the weather map and see what's going on there. And that's why we try to be so thorough when we tell you about things. Because, as I said, and as you just heard me say, there is active flooding right now that has actually shut down roads in Texas between last hour and this hour. And if we weren't watching this, we wouldn't know. Rip and read doesn't work when it comes to the weather. Okay, let's go to the phone line. And Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we've got a great day in the neighborhood rolling out here. First of all, George Santos, what's going to happen?
Well, he's fundraising off of this.
That's what I heard.
And I don't know. It seems to me that, you know, he is a manipulator, and I think the people that he probably manipulated the most were the Democrats. So, he pled not guilty. Of course, the media.
13 counts.
They spent more. Yep. And the media spent more time on him than they did, and very assertively, I might add.
Right.
Than they did on James Comer in his press release yesterday.
That's right.
That shows you where we are, right?
Yep. I would have expected more, but then again, that's just me.
No, I don't expect anything else other than that out of the media.
Okay, so is he going to be expelled? Will there be a move to get him out?
Oh, not until I think that, he has his day in court.
Okay, and they can drag that along.
Yes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. It's a Thursday here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.